It makes sense that loving kindness is the antidote to a person-directed ill will. But what is the antidote to a more recurring, low-level, general aversion to experience? Well, I mean, there is one could make a case for the, say, loving kindness being having a global effect in the sense of both in terms of a person-directed ill will, but also a low-level general aversion to experience, because in order to, say, direct it to a person, then you actually have to arouse that mental state within you. So that as you arouse that mental state of loving kindness, and you say experience it, inhabit it, it changes your consciousness. It changes your heart. It isn't that you just sort of you send that loving kindness out and there's none left for you. It's sort of the, it isn't something that's lost. It's something that you generate, steep the heart in those thoughts and feelings of loving kindness, and then is what is directed externally. Again, this is where sometimes language, or idioms that we use, sometimes create assumptions, so that we sending forth of loving kindness. So we send it out. It's person directed. I think one of the more skillful ways of cultivating loving kindness is, and not that one is, sort of sending it here and sending it there, sort of the loving kindness mailman sort of thing, but the a vision, envisioning as one cultivates loving kindness, to envision the heart as a vessel that one is then imbuing with loving kindness. And as one establishes that base of this vessel, the heart of loving kindness, as it becomes stronger, rather than sending loving kindness, you're inviting beings into that sphere of loving kindness. And you can, as you establish that a base of loving kindness within the heart, that can become more expansive, and it can grow, and it can encompass more beings, and you can invite more beings into that space until it becomes boundless. So, but the base is always the heart itself, what I've used is just like an envisioning of a vessel that is, we're filling it with loving kindness, and then allowing it to grow. So that's I found that more a useful image rather than the sending forth, because then it becomes finite. The whole purpose of the loving kindness practices are they're called divine abidings, but they're also called the apamanya, which are boundless, so not bounded by, there's no boundaries to it, so that expansive.